This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love the fact that we have a chance to catch up with Ron Rivera right here on After Hours. And as I'm thinking about week number 8 and the fact that we're nearly at the midway point of this season, I'm wondering, Coach Rivera, when you're in the middle of it, does it feel like it's dragging on slowly, or does it feel like it flies by in a blur?
A little bit of both, but also the other thing that really helps is whether you've been winning or losing. I mean, because when you're losing, things get really tough. They really do, and because you're trying to find answers, you're trying to get your guys motivated, get them going in the right direction. When you're winning, it's happening so quickly, and really before you know it, you are at the halfway point. So it just kind of depends on how things have been going for you.
A phrase we hear all the time from coaches and players is that it's really hard to win even one game in this league. How hard is it to win a game, Coach?
It really is a lot harder than people think. You know, they think you can just show up if you're a really good team and win. No, you know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into winning and losing for that matter, because again, if things don't work, if things don't happen the way they're mapped out, you know, you've either got to adjust or you are going to get beat. So there is a lot of work that goes on into winning and losing, and it is hard. It's a lot harder than people think.
When teams are struggling to win, right away you hear calls for the coaches to be fired. Yep. Or owners have to come out and say, we're not making a change. What is that like to rip apart a team at the seams in the middle of a season?
It's very frustrating and it's very unfair. When you go through it, when you've been part of something like that, and, you know, a great example is after my second year as a head coach in the league, when I was in Carolina, I was 3-13 in games decided by a score or less, okay? And the owner showed the patience and gave me one more year, and before we know it, we're 13-3, and we win the division for the first time, you know, in a long time for that franchise. And then we go on to win two more divisions, so we win 3 in a row, first time it ever happened in our division, and go to the Super Bowl. But if the owner had given in and listened to people who supposedly know what's going on, who are experts about this stuff, you never get to that point. And so my point is, sometimes it takes people opportunity to mature. You look at what's happening to Sam Darnold right now. People gave up on him. And now all of a sudden, look what he's done. Look what he's done for Minnesota. I mean, it's just everybody's got to slow down and, you know, don't draw a map unless you've been there. This is not easy, and unless you've been through this, unless you've understood this, unless you're in charge, to me it's just a lot of fodder, and I think it's very unfair for a lot of the coaches.
That voice, you know it, it's Ron Rivera, longtime NFL head coach, this year working with Westwood One and getting set to do Vikings and Rams coming up on Thursday night. Also see him on NFL Network, and I caught him on NFL Game Day not that long ago. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The big move on this Wednesday, the DeAndre Hopkins trade to the Kansas City Chiefs. How would that combo potentially shake up the NFL?
Well, I think what it does is it gives a very good football team a very good veteran player that's going to help a lot. Just because of his presence, it's going to help that team. It really is. It's kind of what Buffalo did going out and getting Amari Cooper. I mean, I thought that was genius as well. Another veteran guy who's had a lot of success but is looking for that one last big opportunity. Again, just looking at what those franchises are doing, people aren't just waiting around anymore. People are being very aggressive. And really, before you even get close to start talking about the trade deadline, teams that recognize and see the value of veteran players have made some good moves. And I think it was a very strong move by Kansas City.
The Chiefs obviously have an established culture. They've got the great leadership. Yep. That continues from year to year. There's consistency there. Even when so much changes around Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, still they're able to maintain that winning culture. And you hear that a lot about building a culture. There are so many teams in the NFL that are trying to do that. What are a few key factors when it comes to building a culture that's sustainable and that produces winning, Coach?
That's a great question. I mean, it really is, because you know, from what I've seen and what I've been around, I was part of Andrew Reid's original coaching staff, that first group of young coaches that all came into Philadelphia with him and got to see him build something pretty good in Philadelphia firsthand. And the one thing I could say is, you know, you come in, you sit down what the rules are, what the expectations are, you set the standard, but then you also want the players to take responsibility. You want them to take ownership. You want them to take the lead in handling the players, because, you know, when the head coach is always the one that's banging on the guys, that almost becomes a droning type of effect. But when the players start, you know, hey, trying to keep each other in line, support each other, push each other, hold one another accountable, that's a whole nother thing. When I was in Carolina and the year we went to the Super Bowl in 2015, one of the things that I really saw was I saw our veteran leadership take over. I saw these guys step up and start holding each other accountable. And really just one of those things, he's like, ah, you know, you preach it, you talk about it, but to see it in action and you sit there and go, you know what, we have a chance. We got a really good chance because of those guys, you know, because of the Thomas Davises and the Cam Newtons and the Luke Kuechlys and Charles Johnson and Ryan Khalil. I mean, when you got Greg Olsen, when you got those kind of veteran guys that are willing to put it on the line, take responsibility, take ownership, and hold each other accountable, as well as especially themselves, that's pretty special. To me, that's when you really know you've got a good culture, is when your guys are willing to step up and take over.
Okay, you've mentioned it a couple times. I have to know, what's it like to stand on the sidelines of a Super Bowl as it's getting ready to kick off?
You know, it's why you play the game. You know, it's why you get into this profession. When I played, and I was fortunate enough to be part of the 1985 Super Bowl Bears, there's nothing like it. It was so surreal. Being part of the team that won was even better because, believe me, you reached the peak, the pinnacle of your profession. When you become a coach, that's your next goal, is to reach the pinnacle, and that's to be a head coach, and then be a head coach that coaches in the Super Bowl, and then be one that wins one. I haven't won one yet as a coach, but being there is special. Being there is a culmination of everything you've worked for. Now, you know, just got to win one. Then, you know, I got there because, again, as you talked about, Amy, and that was the culture. I thought we had the right kind of culture, the culture you needed to have that gives you an opportunity to win football games.
Ron Rivera is with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. So excited to have you for a few minutes with us, Coach. The process of building a winning culture, realistically, if you have the ability to bring in veterans and you have the support of ownership in the front office, how long should it take, or how long can it take?
It could happen instantly if you got the right group of veteran guys. It really can. I mean, it can flip that quickly. To me, I think it's usually a 3-year process, because what happens is, you know, you've got to get everybody in place. You've got to have the guys working together. It takes a little bit of time to develop that core. But if you walk into a really good situation, you can really flourish early. And probably the best situation to walk in today is either to have an established veteran as your quarterback, or you draft your quarterback and you build from there. There are some teams right now in the last few years have really stepped into something really good by drafting the right guy. I mean, C.J. Stroud is a guy that comes to mind. Brock Purdy comes to mind. The other two guys that were drafted this year, and you sit there and go, wow, C.J. and Jaden all have that ability and have that opportunity. And there's a couple of young guys that you wonder about. Will Drake may become that guy eventually. You know, will Penix, will Bo Nix. This is such a cool situation to be in right now in the NFL. And that is, there's a lot of good young quarterbacks. This is a quarterback-driven league. If your quarterback can manage a game, not make the mistakes that cost games, and then make plays when you need them to make plays, you've got a much better chance, in my opinion, to win your division, to get into the playoffs, and win in the playoffs. You have to have that guy. That's why everybody's looking for it, and teams that, you know, that fall to the wayside quickly never find that guy. And it's, I mean, I was very fortunate. I, you know, we drafted Cam Newton, and he became that guy for us. And I just think he's really a guy that, you know, did everything the right way to help us get to where we wanted to be.
You mentioned Jaden Daniels, one of your former franchises. And while you were there was so much transition, everything from a name change to a revolving door quarterback. Then, of course, they change ownership. But what stands out to you about the beginning of this season in terms of that building a culture and building a winning team?
you know, how quickly for them it started with Jaden. I mean, you know, you get the second pick, and there was a plethora of really good young quarterbacks coming out. They really were. There were at least 6, 7, 8 guys that you are going to have a chance to grow and develop. The first two, obviously, both Heisman Trophy winners, the last two Heisman Trophy winners, both guys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stepped into really good situations. You know, looking at what happened for Chicago, Caleb has, you know, the defense already in place. He's got some really good playmakers around him. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore are, I think, two of the really good pass catchers in this league. You got Kmet at tight end, who is as good at catching as a receiving tight end, as a blocking tight end. He reminds me so much of Greg Olsen. Sustainable running game that's going to help you with play action pass. And an offensive line that's growing. And so he's in a great spot. Then you turn around and look at what Jaden Daniels has. The defense isn't where the Bears' defense is yet, but they're heading in that direction. Dan Quinn's done a tremendous job with that group of guys. I really like what Cliff Kingsbury has done on the offensive side. And one thing that I've been doing this year, Amy, is I've been tracking the growth and development of all the young quarterbacks in the league. Every week I get an update on any of the rookie quarterbacks that started a game, and I just start comparing notes and start looking at, you know, like what's been going on. And I'll give you an example of some of the things that I've taken a look at. I've asked the question of, when you look at rookie quarterbacks, what are some of the tendencies you've got to look at? Well, average time to throw. Okay, Jaden Daniels is 2.58. The average in the league is right around 2.8. He's getting the ball out of his hands quicker than anybody. Why? Because part of it is what Cliff Kingsbury is calling. He understands how important it is for your quarterback to be able to be very decisive, get the ball out of his hands. Average air yards, how far the ball will travel before it gets caught. Drake May was at 6.6. Daniels at 7.3. Okay, the average on the league is like 7.6. So these guys are getting the ball out of their young players' hands quickly, so they're not there getting hit. These are the kinds of things that you see coordinators doing on purpose, and that's what Cliff Kingsbury has done. He's gotten the ball out of his quarterback's hands. He's given him good, solid, fundamental reads that allow him to make quick decisions. He's not taking big hits. Unfortunately, he did take a big hit the other day, scrambling, or running, I should say, and so that's kind of hurt him. But what I've also seen is teams are playing Jaden Daniels. They're not pressuring him as much as you would think they would. You know, he's faced probably some of the least amount of pressures.
Interesting.
Quarterback pressure percentage on Jaden Daniels, 30.6. League average, 33.8.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And it's interesting because some of these things that these coordinators are doing are really smart. Play action, pass percentage. Jaden Daniels is at 31.1. The average in the league is 23.2. So, again, somewhere along the line, Cliff Kingsbury has come up with a really good way of preserving his young quarterback by getting the ball out of his hand and downfield to his receivers.
Ooh, just a couple of reasons why you need to listen to Ron Rivera as part of the Westwood One coverage of Thursday night football between the Vikings and the Rams. That's taking place in L.A. coming up just a few hours from now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So, Coach, you spent some time in the NFC North as both a player as well as a DC with the Chicago Bears. That has turned into the best division in football. What impresses you about the North right now?
Everybody wants to get all excited about it, but the truth of the matter is until they start playing each other, then things balance out. Then you see what happens. So to sit there and tab somebody the best right now is maybe they're the division with the best records. But when they start playing each other, like we saw the other night, you know, we saw Detroit, Minnesota came down to Detroit at the end of the game. Okay, when they start beating each other up, now you're going to start going, wow, this is crazy because, again, look at how good they are. They really are. They've played a lot of teams that with average to okay records. When you start playing against each other, now you start seeing the separation. You know what I'm saying? And so this is going to be a real interesting next few weeks when you start seeing a lot of these interdivision games start coming up.
So my audience would kill me if I did not ask if you desire to be back on the sidelines as a head coach again.
Well, you know what? I'm taking it one week at a time, to be honest with you. If the opportunity comes late, I won't turn the opportunity to look, that's for sure.
Okay.
I won't turn that down. I really won't. But I will say, the really neat thing is I've gotten a lot of different perspectives. Like so I told Jamie, I've been looking at analytics a lot more now, and I look at it from a different lens, too. You know, the biggest thing I've learned is people keep forgetting analytics is just a tool. It's not the answer. Analytics can tell you what the percentage is at that point in time of going for it is, but it can't tell you if your left tackle isn't playing as well as he should be, and so he's more likely to give up a hit on your quarterback than he is to protect them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that there are certain factors that aren't measured. Weather is not measured. Injuries is not measured. Refereeing is not measured, okay? whether somebody's having a good game or not. Those things aren't measured. So you as a coach have to think through all those. And that's some of the stuff I'm starting to see. The other things I've seen, I started to see it last year too, is why do you do certain things in a game? Certain teams aren't as strong when you run the ball inside between, you know, the B and C gaps to your right side of your offense because there's a weakness on the left side of there. You look at those analytics differently now when you have the time, but also some of the insight, you know, that I've seen is because the attitude of looking at it, again, from a different lens. It's not just because the percentage says go for it. Oh, you know, you're 92% chance going to win if you go for it. Well, no, if you go for it and it works, you know, that's 92%. If you go for it and lose it, you're that 8% that it's not your turn to get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We just because we hear a high number, we forget about the low number. Well, the low number comes up, okay? It may only come up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% of the time, but it's still possible that it could happen. And so people got to start looking at analytics not as the answer, but a tool to help you find the right answer.
Do you enjoy doing the radio and TV thing?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy talking about the game. It keeps me involved. Like I said, it gives me a chance, Amy, to look at things from a different perspective. I've garnered some different attitudes, different ideas. Had a chance to talk to different coaches and listen to their philosophies, their ideas, you know, as they're getting ready for game day. And to me, that's been fascinating as well, just listening to, you know, my brethren about the way they look at things, the way they approach things. And I think it's also given me some different ideas and different thoughts.
Are they jealous of the extra sleep you're getting?
They're jealous of the extra sleep, the opportunity to play a little bit of golf. I mean, that's the other thing that's been a little bit crazy. You know, I play a little bit more golf. Amy, I've got an opportunity to take a break and just kind of cleanse a little bit and really kind of say, you know, if I do decide to get back in, one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to have to manage. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to manage. I want to coach. I want X's and O's. I want player development and growth. All the other stuff, that's fine. That's dandy. I don't need that. Believe me, I've done it. Last few years have been really difficult, just having to not be able to focus solely and purposely on football. If I get back in, that's what I want. I just want to be involved in football, with coaching, decision making about the football team on the field and on the practice, game planning, and again, player growth and development to me is huge.
Will you keep the Riverboat Ron nickname, though?
Oh, most certainly. No, because I'm telling you, and I said it, you know, when I first got the nickname, really there was an analytical approach. I was doing fourth downs before it became in vogue because everybody's following analytics.
Yes.
I did it because of my experience and knowing that in certain situations, certain circumstances, and this is one thing, too, that you don't get measured by analytics, momentum. How to swing the momentum back. You know, there's no analytics that can tell you when you when you can onside kick, or well, you can't do it anymore, when you should run a fake punt, a fake field goal. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that tells you what the right moment is. When you're in a game and you've got a 14-point lead coming back into the second half, and the team that you're winning by 14 over takes the ball on the opening kickoff and drives it down your throat in the second half, and then they're forcing a three and out, and you're going, oh my God, they're getting the momentum back. How do I change it? And then you decide to run a fake punt, and you get it, and then you take that momentum back. That's not measurable. You know that.
Right. A lot of that's instinct and wisdom and experience.
Yeah, and again, just sometimes a little bit of luck, too.
Clearly, you have a passion for it, and so I do hope that we get to see you on the sidelines again in some role, in some capacity, because it's not quite the same in the NFL without Ron Rivera on the sidelines. So you can hear him while he's doing media Thursday night broadcast on Westwood One of Vikings at Rams. It's a great listen, and also online at Riverboat Ron HC. That's where you can find him. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's great to talk to you.
I appreciate it, Amy. Thanks, and enjoy listening as well. All righty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.